In this episode, we'll look at chia seeds for weight loss. We'll talk about why they may be a good choice for weight loss, as well as what some studies have actually found and some good potential benefits there. So this is going to be a good episode, and let's get into it. All right, so first of all, chia seeds have some properties that make them potentially very good candidates for weight loss. And the main benefit of chia seeds is their high fiber content. And we know from some past research that fiber can be very beneficial for weight loss. There was one study I was looking at where they took four groups of people doing different types of calorie-restricted diets, and they would increase their fiber intake at different intervals and at the same time. And every time they increased the fiber intake, all the groups lost roughly the same amount of weight. And they attributed it to the fiber content, that the increase in fiber they were getting. And also another study I like to talk about was the Yale research study with vegan low-fat vegan diet. And it looked at, it found basically that the vegan low-fat diet lost substantially more weight than the control diet group. And they attributed part of that to the higher fiber intake. And they also said that fiber has a thermic effect, meaning you burn more calories just in the process of digesting fiber. There's also the idea that fiber has the effect of kind of making you feel fuller after your meals or between meals and more satiated, meaning you may eat less food in the long run as well. And so chia seeds are a really high source of fiber. And there's also a belief that chia seeds may kind of expand in your stomach and kind of fill your stomach up more because, you know, chia seeds have kind of a swelling effect when they're put in water if you soak chia seeds. So it's kind of believed that all of that put together can make chia seeds potentially really good for weight loss. And that's actually what one group of researchers noted. They said, you know, chia seeds look like they would be great for weight loss. So let's put them to the test and see what happens. And so let's jump into the first study. And that was involving chia seeds and weight loss. So the studies on chia seeds actually show some pretty promising results for chia seeds and weight loss. The first study we'll look at, and I'll save the best for last. This first study was a 12-week study, and I'll leave links in the description to all the studies. However, in this study, I don't think in the results that they really gave the chia seeds as strong of a credit as they should have, and I'll explain why. They took individuals and gave them either chia seed powder, so basically a ground up chia seeds, or a placebo, or what they called a placebo. I wish that this was structured a little bit better and that they would have had maybe a third group with a real placebo, you know, like a sugar pill of some type. That what they called a placebo was actually oat bran, and the oat bran has a lot of fiber in it. So they were basically trying to compare chia seeds to another type of fiber, and they kind of hypothesized, and they wanted to know if the fiber found in chia seeds that we were talking about that kind of seems to create a greater fullness in the stomach by expanding more than other fibers. And they also saw that chia seeds have a high level of omega-3s, and they thought, you know, that might have a positive benefit for weight loss. So in the results, they actually concluded, they started by saying chia seeds induced significant intragroup reduction in body weight with a greater reduction among obese than overweight individuals. But for some reason, they said, but without difference when compared to the placebo. I actually looked at the study and actually dug into the data, and it's pretty strong results for the chia seed group, and we'll look at that. And an interesting thing about this study is it looks like that the participants didn't even change their diet. They just either added the chia seeds in or they added the oat bran into their diet, and they saw weight loss with the chia seeds without changing anything else in their diet. And I also think the reason for this strange wording in the results of the study was this was, I think, a Spanish study, and it was written in Spanish, and so I think it was translated over, so there's probably a little bit of mistranslations happening here, but that's why I wanted to dive into the results myself. So for the chia seed group, they found a reduction in weight for all of the categories. They basically stuck the people into three categories of either general overweight or obese, and the greatest weight loss was in the obese group, but all the groups saw weight loss. And I think they were kind of trying to maybe be a little bit conservative with their results. See, the placebo group did lose some weight, but it was a lot less than the chia seed group. They seem to have lost, on average, you know, roughly 1.4 kilograms or a little bit more. The obese group lost a little bit more than that. And the placebo group only lost about 0.2 kilograms. And that effect can come just from, you know, the fiber from the oat bran, as we talked about that. Any kind of extra fiber is going to help you with weight loss. So again, I wish they had compared this to a true placebo, like a sugar pill, and I think the results would have been even more dramatic for the chia seeds. But here they outperformed the oat bran for weight loss. And also for BMI, we saw basically no change in BMI for the placebo, but there were drops in body mass index for all the groups in the taking the chia seed powder. They noted that the fat percentage didn't drop for the chia seed group, but I think this is an error because it didn't drop for the placebo group either. It actually went up in every single group, and it went up on the very last testing, and it went across the board. I think there was an error, and that doesn't seem too uncommon. Body fat percentage can be hard to measure sometimes, and you can get inaccuracies. And when you look at their measurements, they're kind of just a little bit all over the place. However, so even though it did quote unquote go higher in the chia group, it just as it did with the placebo group, it actually went less high in the chia group. So I think the chia seed definitely had a bigger impact on body fat percentage, but there was some kind of error there when they were measuring, and that makes, because none of this makes sense. Their weight went down, their BMI went down, so their body fat percentage should have gone down too. And also, we'll look at next, their waist circumference also dropped, so their body fat should have gone down. And that's the next measurement. When we looked at waist circumference, the greatest decreases were in the chia seed group compared to the oat bran group. So there was a greater loss in waist circumference, and that's really significant too, because generally that tends to be like your visceral fat. That's the fat that, you know, covers your organs, and that's, you know, the most dangerous type of fat to have. So that's the fat that you most likely want to get rid of. So that's another positive benefit here with the chia seed group. All right, so there were some other benefits beyond just weight loss that was found in the chia seed group. For blood sugar levels, they didn't change for any of the groups, including the placebo. But when total cholesterol was measured, there was a greater drop in total cholesterol for the chia seed group. The oat bran group saw a drop of about 11 points, and that's probably, again, the benefit of the fiber in that. And check out my old podcast on fiber. I'll leave a link to that. Fiber is just powerful. It's got so many great benefits for us. But it looks like that the chia seeds actually had an even greater drop, about 20 points in the general chia seed group. For some reason, the people who had a normal cholesterol level, actually theirs went up to 187. There was a small sample size, though it was only six people, so that could have been why. But for those who are abnormal, who started out with high cholesterol, there was a huge drop. It went from 272 down to 234. So do the math, I think about 38 or so. It was a pretty big drop. And for HDL, there was a rise in HDL for the chia seed group, just for the general group. And for those who are abnormal, who had the lower HDL levels, they saw a greater increase from 31 up to 39. And for the placebo, there was basically no change in HDL. For some reason, again, with that normal cholesterol level chia seed group, they actually saw a slight drop in HDL. Something was going on there, but that was a smaller sample size. That's probably why someone might have been skewing the results. For LDL, that's the bad cholesterol, there was a good drop for the chia seed groups, except that normal group had that rise for some reason, compared to the placebo group, which basically saw no change. And one thing that the researchers noted is that in the 12th week was when they saw the greatest drop in weight and waist circumference for the chia seed group, which is going to bring up a point that we're going to see in some of these future studies. And ultimately, they concluded, they said consumption of chia for 12 weeks promotes significant but discrete reduction in weight and waist circumference and enhances lipid profile dependent of initial values. So it looks like they said that, yes, chia seeds do provide significant reduction in weight. They kind of also hinted at in the study that they saw most of those increases happening in the 12th week, and they wished that the study could have gone on longer, which we'll look at in a future study. So let's take a look also at the next study. All right, so the next study was not as promising, but there may be a reason for that, and there was still a benefit that was seen. In this one, they kind of did the same thing. They gave either chia seeds or a placebo, and they gave it in the chia seeds in water. They had them drink it before their first and last meals, and they did it for, it was a 12-week study, and they found that, they basically concluded at the end there was no real difference in change in body composition, inflammation, and some other markers. However, they did see an increase in plasma ALA levels, and that's the omega-3s that you get from the chia seeds. And I think even that by itself is crucial because, as I mentioned in my omega-3 podcast, people are just really deficient in omega-3s now. So anytime you can get more omega-3s, that is really going to help your health. So if anything, even if you're just getting the omega-3s from the chia seeds, as they saw the increase here, that's a win right there. But I think there's a potential reason that they didn't see as significant of a weight loss or changes in this study. As I was saying in the last study, they really didn't see any of the bigger results come until around week 12. And this study was only 12 weeks long. And in this next study, we will see a much greater weight loss result when we go beyond 12 weeks. All right, so this final test is a pretty cool one. It was a 6-month-long test. It involved 77 overweight or obese patients with type 2 diabetes. And they actually had them on a calorie-restricted diet in this study. And one group received either the chia seeds, and the other group received an oat bran as the control. Again, I would have liked to have compared it to a real placebo, as I think the differences would have been even greater with the chia seeds. But even then, they still saw some really good results with the chia seed group. And what they concluded was at 6 months, participants on the chia seeds had lost more weight than those on the control group, accompanied by a greater reduction in waist circumference. C-reactive protein was reduced in the chia seed group, and that is basically a marker of inflammation, so that's good. You want to reduce your inflammation, which can lead to disease. And they also found that something called plasma adiponectin in the chia seed group was increased, whereas there was no change in the control group, and that's a good thing too. If you have lower levels of that, individuals with lower levels of that will have tend to have higher cholesterol and higher body mass indexes. So the fact that that went up was another positive benefit. And in it, the researchers concluded, quote, "The results of this study support the beneficial role of chia seeds in promoting weight loss and improvements of obesity-related risk factors while maintaining good glycemic control. Supplementation of chia may be a useful dietary addition to conventional therapy in the management of obesity and diabetes." All right, so there we have it. Two out of three of the studies had very promising results for weight loss with chia seeds. And the third study, you know, they saw an improvement in their ALA levels, which was a great benefit. However, like I said, there may have been a reason for not seeing any weight loss was that this was not a long enough trial. And what it looks like, and what I think may be happening, is that chia seeds are kind of more of a long-term solution for weight loss, meaning it's not going to be an instant magic pill that you're going to take and lose weight instantly. It may be actually helping your microbiome, which could initially lead to you losing more weight in the future. And they've actually found that the microbiome is strongly tied into weight loss and obesity. They've done some crazy things where they've taken, you know, the microbiome of an overweight mouse and put it into a skinny mouse, and the skinny mouse gets fat. And I think they've done it vice versa, just crazy things. So our microbiome can initially control our weight. And it looks like what might be happening is that it may take a little bit of time for the chia seeds to really start to affect our microbiome in positive ways that will further improve our weight loss results. So what I think is kind of happening, and this is kind of like what the first researchers hinted at, was like 12 weeks is not long enough. You can definitely see some results as they did in that first study after 12 weeks, but really it looks like that's when the benefits start to kick in the most. And as you go longer periods of time taking the chia seeds, they will have a greater effect. And it's also noted that there just haven't been really enough studies done on chia seeds with weight loss, especially in the longer term studies. And that's what we're hoping for, more of these longer term studies, which can give, you know, some more conclusive evidence. But this is what we have so far, and it looks promising. I think, as I said before, do not rely on chia seeds to be a magic bullet. You're going to definitely need to incorporate a good, healthy diet with plenty of fiber and plant-based foods. You're going to need to do, calorie restriction, obviously. But it looks like chia seeds can have a really positive effect on weight loss results based on these studies and also what we know about chia seeds and their nutritional profile. And there's one last thing I wanted to mention. Of course, it hasn't really been studied, and it's just kind of an idea of mine. But when you look at weight loss, you have, in a basic level, you have calories in versus calories out, right? And if you eat less calories, you're going to lose weight. If you eat more calories, you're going to gain weight. But there's a lot of new research around this idea of GI index for food, meaning different foods will spike your blood sugar higher than other foods. And there's an idea that when your blood sugar spikes, it kind of prompts the fat building process. So you begin basically storing fat from the calories that you have, which is the opposite of what happens when you fast, because that's when your blood sugar will drop and then your body will kind of go into starvation mode and start burning its own fat for fuel. But you know, when it thinks it's being fed plenty of food and its blood sugar is high, it says, hey, I've got plenty of food and I need to save some for the future, so let's store it as fat. But you see, the good thing about chia seeds is they may have the ability, if you eat them before other foods, to kind of regulate your blood sugar and potentially keep it from going as high as it would. And that may lead to less of fat storage. So it may not affect weight loss, but it may keep you from putting on more fat, if that makes sense. And they've kind of seen some similar effects from peanuts and some nuts, where people will eat, you know, excess calories in peanuts. However, they won't actually gain any weight. It's kind of surprising. And that's another thing I wanted to mention about chia seeds. You know, just keep in mind they do have calories, so don't go, you know, too crazy with them. However, we don't really know. They could act kind of like the peanut calories, in the sense that they don't tend to add weight as other foods do. It's a little bit complicated. And like I said, there's not a lot of research behind it at this point. But I will conclude that I think chia seeds are a great option for weight loss, as the studies have pointed to. And at the very least, you're getting just tons of other benefits from chia seeds, including those ALAs. So even if there is no weight loss results from the chia seeds, however, I think there will be. Even if there's not, you're still getting those ALAs increased in the bloodstream, which is good. And as some of those other studies show, there was also, you know, reductions in inflammation and total cholesterol. So all of those are good things that we want. And chia seeds seem to provide that. And chia seeds are so cost effective as well. I'll leave a link in the description to some very low cost chia seeds you can get. I mean, they're like $6 or $7 for a bag of them. So they're not expensive at all. They have tons of nutritional benefits and health benefits. So I definitely recommend chia seeds, even if you're not trying to lose weight. But if you are trying to lose weight, I think they are a great option. And like I said, it's not a magic bullet. You want to incorporate other good lifestyle changes, you know, your diet and also exercise, but they can definitely help according to these studies and what we know. So guys, I hope this was useful. Thanks so much for taking your time out today. As always, there'll be links to the studies and other useful resources down in the description. Comment and let me know what you think, or if you have any questions, and I look forward to hearing from you. And thank you so much for taking your time out. And I hope this was something that benefits you guys. All right. Until the next one.